You're listening to the 405 Exchange Podcast. My name is Ken Grandpierre, and today's episode is with Charlotte Cardin and Mickey Echo. I can honestly say that these two are some of the most exciting talents around, and getting to chat with them was a true privilege. Charlotte and I go back a few years, and seeing how people have responded to her music lately has been just truly magnificent. And Mickey is someone I've known about for a while, but had yet to meet up until this talk. I got to link up with the two of them ahead of a sold-out show that they did at Terminal 5 to support Bourne's. And, you know, speaking of, I should probably mention that we recorded this talk during Bourne's soundcheck. So I wanted to apologize ahead of time for the audio quality. There are a couple times where you'll hear the soundcheck in the background, but trust me when I say that this talk is one that'll grab you regardless. This is the 405 Exchange with Charlotte Cardin and Mickey Echo. Enjoy. So tell me this, what were your first impressions of each other when you met for the first time? Do you remember what that was like?
Yeah, you were like incredibly friendly and kind, and everyone on this tour really. Like it's been so nice because everyone's been so welcoming and everyone's been wanting to just be nice and make friends. And so that was my first impression of you. It's just like very easy to talk to.
To start, thank you. I honestly, like, you were one person that I was like, she makes such cool music and she has such a rap voice that she could be like mean or crazy. And I was like, she is like cool enough that, like, if she doesn't talk to me, that's fine. I'll like break her down over time, just keep showing up. But ultimately, that, like, the first day, when we walked in, I feel like it was raining outside, it doesn't matter, but what I do know is that I met her bandmates first. They were loading in, and they were immediately like, "Hey guys, what's up?" And then I came around the corner, and she was there, and I was like, I remember saying, before we even played the first show, to one of my bandmates, "This is gonna be a great tour." I feel like if you can be so lucky to have that on tour, you have experiences that last a lifetime. You just pick up with people where you left off.
Yeah, you know what was really cool is, like, on the way here to doing this talk just now, we were talking about, like, how great the bill is so varied. And I know with the both of you, well, I know this about you, Shra, and I think I've read this about you, Mickey, about, like, how you're both music fans. So what's it been like watching each other set night to night? Like, I mean, because I imagine the way you both perform is pretty different.
Yeah. But that's what's so cool about it, I think, is that it's three really different acts, and yet, like, like, I've seen Mickey's set and Garrett's set, like, a bunch of times, and they're always different, you know? It's like it's always watching a new show, and that's really nice because they're just different from each other, but they're also different from one time to another. It's always, like, nice to watch, and it's, like, it's exciting to be there and to be a part of this really cool tour.
You know, Mickey, I noticed on Twitter that you said Montreal was your favorite show of the tour so far.
Oh, shit.
Can you tell me what made that show so special?
It's funny because I got asked that question today in an interview, and I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Maybe that's why.
Well, I mean, I do. I remember it being not only a great show, but I remember going pretty hard after that show. But... I mean, you know, like, to expound on what Charlotte said a little bit, like, what I've loved about seeing both of them perform, to see it, I feel like it's rare for me to feel really moved by another singer, just because I am a singer, mm-hmm. and it's what I've been doing and what I love doing. For me to, if there's a singer doing something on stage, like, I'll hear her in soundcheck even, I'm like, how does she get her voice to, like, slide out of that run like that? I gotta learn how to do that so I can use that. And I mean, for me too, I feel like there's so much that I've been, like, blessed to kind of learn by just being around them and experiencing their auras from night to night.
Yeah, well, you know, tell me this. How is it for you specifically, Mickey? How's it been to tour again with these new songs that you have? Because you haven't been on the road for a while, and now you're, like, out touring again. Like,
oh, it is... Honestly, like, I've been in the studio so long that I was kind of dreading it. Because I had fallen in love with like being in this space where I can create my own private world. But what has been so incredible about this tour is being able to actually test what they're made of every night and really have to deliver them in a way that's like, do these songs make people feel something? And I just feel like, as the first opener too, like I have I consider it a particular responsibility that I feel lucky to have. Like, as the opener, we're meant to open people up for not only the headliner or like Charlotte direct support, but to your music. And it's been like such a great challenge, and I've really loved that every night.
Yeah, so miss direct support. You know, the last time I saw you, that was a nice title. You liked
it. Yes, I asked him.
You know,
please refer him.
The last time I saw you, you were opening up for Old Wonder, and I feel like the live show just keeps growing and growing. And you know, one of the things I've been really excited to see, and I know I'm gonna see it tonight, is to see how fucking Main Girl goes down like on a show, because that tune is a fucking beast. Like, how do you feel now as a performer?
Like performing that song or all songs?
All songs, but go into that song too.
We've been touring so much in the last year. Like I still feel like such a newbie at this, but at the same time, like we've played a lot of shows and in such different contexts. Like we've played super shitty venues. We've played like to 4 people. We played to like 20,000 people at festivals. Like it's just been like so crazy, and we've had to adapt to so many different situations. But I think the live show is like, I'm really confident about the live show just because we've played it in such different contexts that we've learned to have fun throughout any kind of situation. So I just, playing live is my favorite part of this, you know, it's my favorite part of doing what I do. And so I'm just excited to be able to do it, you know, a lot this year. And we started the year with a lot of shows, and it's been really nice.
Touring in the winter, no less. Like, how's that been for both of you?
What is it?
Like, touring in the winter, how's that been for the both of you?
Like, I basically escaped the Montreal winter. You know, this has been, like, super chill. I'm like...
That is actually true. Montreal is fucking cold.
Yeah.
But, I mean... If I can like throw a diva statement out there,
yeah, go for it.
Very like, winter and fall are like my two favorites.
Yeah.
And
fashion wise,
yeah. Love, you know, but it's, you know, unless you want to pack fucking 7 suitcases, then you have to be really specific about what you pack. So I've had to just like, okay.
So it was fashion wise. It was like what?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. It's because it's hard for me to pick. Like I like to be able to vary my wardrobe.
For sure.
But I've had to kind of commit to a more like militant style. Okay, I have 3 jackets. This one is basically a suitcase's worth of material. But outside of that, it's like.
It kind of looks like you're wearing a Wookiee from Star Wars.
This is actually Wookiee fur.
Oh, see?
Yeah, it's
look at that, I was right
genuine,
on the
board. Genuine
Wookiee fur. You know, I want to extend this question to the both of you, but I want to go to you first, Charlotte, because you dropped a new video for the kids. And the reason I want to ask this both of you is because I feel what's really intriguing about the way you guys are as artists is that clearly visuals are very important to the both of you, mm-hmm. even though in different ways. I want to know from both of you, why are visuals so important to your craft, specifically like to your music?
Okay. For me, you know, there are moments when like, for me, Sia's Elastic Heart, like, I'm not usually a sucker for like big pop tunes, but Sia, I not only have respect for her voice, but her whole craft mm-hmm. and the way she presents herself. But that video, for me, made the song a hit.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the magnitude of what she was feeling. And I felt, really, until I saw that video, and I was like, fuck me, this just took this song from, like, catchy thing to me to, like, I feel like I just experienced something special. And I feel like that's what visuals, at least for me, are they're an extension of what you want to say to give people context for the greater whole and the full vision of the project and who you are.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Shara, what do you think about
that? Yeah, well, I totally agree with Mickey on that one, but I think visuals, to me, are also really important just because it's so easy to sort of just, like, go in a bunch of different directions and say yes to everything that people suggest, and it's like, and if you want to keep a certain line and a certain, like, specific context to what you want to show people of yourself and of your music, you sort of have to have a bit of that control, and you have to make those decisions. Obviously, like, I'm surrounded by a team and we all work together, but I love being implicated in all those decisions because it really helps me recognize myself in all the parts of the project, because it's really easy to just put it in someone else's hands and then have something that's totally different from who you are and from what you want to show people. So,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you feel like videos reveal another part of you after you've made it? Do you feel like you're, when you watch a video back, you feel like you've learned something about yourself?
Like when I watch my own videos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I mean, in the last few videos, I've had to act a little bit, and that was, like, not something I had ever done. And I guess in that regard, maybe a little bit, like, I was like, oh, like, I mean, maybe it was also the editing that made it look fine.
Whatever.
But whatever. maybe a little bit of that, but that's, like, I've never really... Do you feel that way? Do you, like, watch your videos and feel like you...
Only recently.
Yeah.
I've got a song coming out in the next couple of weeks, but the video for Not the One, we wound up doing an edit at the last minute, where I was already like, I have a visualizer and we've got the music video, and those things I think kind of create something special. And at the very last minute, we decided to pull one scene, and what wound up happening was something was tied together in a way that I hadn't seen before, and that I also wasn't aware of. Like, for me, it's a very subtle video, the video for Not the One, but I feel like the director I worked with, Ray Nadal, on that, she was just an incredible spirit, and I don't know.
Watching it, I feel
like I learned something about me, because I felt like for anybody who winds up being into the video side of it, I think I felt like it added an extension to what I was trying to say with the song that I couldn't have done without the video.
Cool, that's really cool.
Yeah, you know, something I'm really intrigued to ask you guys about, because, I mean, naturally, being on tour, you watch each other perform, especially with the proximity that you guys are within. I would love to hear you both tell the other person something you noticed about the other one's live set. Like, Shara, I'd love to hear you say something you noticed about Mickey's set, and vice versa if you, Mickey.
Well, I really admire how you're able to develop such a strong proximity with the crowd each and every night. Like, we've had really good crowds so far, but some of them are tougher, and that's all. It's always like that.
Yeah,
so, like, depending on the city, like, some people are enjoying the show more quietly, some people are more like, but you develop such a closeness to the crowd. Like, I've never really felt like I was able to do that in the same way. Like, you just go into the crowd and you're just like, you're just like fucking listen, and like you make people like
just giving zero fucks.
No, but that's so good though. Like, it's so hard to be like, so you start the show and you're like, you're gonna listen to me, and like, and people, and not that it's, and not that they wouldn't, but it's like some people, you know.
Oh, no,
like,
no. Here, let me write this down for you though, because if I being one of three, mm-hmm. with the level of insanity that is your voice and your talent and your songs, if I was not doing that shit every night, they wouldn't fucking.
No, I mean, that's not how I see it.
But that's because you're not first of three.
But I mean, but it's remarkable how well you do it, and I've never been able to do something like that with the crowd. To just be like, you just sort of grab the crowd, and you're like, you just make them do whatever you want, and that's really cool.
I just want it to all be alley-oops, you know, like. What I'm hoping is that when I leave the stage, they're tuned in, and that when you take the stage, I just can't get over the power of your voice. It's just like, I just feel like I get finished singing and they're like, whoa, that dude left it all on stage, or left it all wherever the fuck. It's like, I've got like people have my spit on their faces. And they're like, this is supposed to be a sort of a safe concert, I thought. And she gets up there and is just like, it's like, I get out there and like sort of set all the bowling pins up. And then she comes out there and just runs a wrecking ball across the floor. And then Borns comes out and basically sets the place on fire. I want it to be, you know, an environment where we feel safe collaborating. Like, she came out to sing Stay With Me, and that tune took on an entirely different life. We had like talked about, okay, well maybe I'll be here and you'll come out here and this. And at one point I was like, fuck it, we'll figure it out. Like, and that point was while I was singing the song. Everything that we had discussed went right out the window, and I was like, I'll find my way back to her, she'll find a way to me. Let's like push each other to like connect, mm-hmm. With each other and the crowd. It's
such a fun moment too.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
sing it tonight?
Yeah, do it tonight. One of my favorite things about seeing you live, Charlotte, because I haven't seen you live yet, Mickey, but I'm going to see it tonight. I'm really stoked about that. But Charlotte, one of my favorite things about your sets is, like, as the set progresses, you have, like, this, I like to call it, like, a dark sweetness, where, like, you have a sweetness to your voice, and it's almost like by the time someone feels like they figure out, like, who you are, what you are as a singer, this, like, darkness just comes out with a bite, and everyone's like, oh, shit, like...
Oh my god, that's cool to hear. I don't see myself that way.
I mean, I feel like she's got voodoo that when she's like a snake charmer, and I'm just more like a wild dog. but when she takes the stage, like, she has such a cool presence. That as soon as she opens up her mouth, it's like people just kind of start getting quiet. And they get quieter and quieter and quieter. And by the end of the set, I feel like if she was doing this, the whole crowd would be just moving around however she told them.
Yeah, you know, before I let you go, I just want to touch on one more thing. You know, like, the landscape of pop music has changed so much even in just like the last 5 years. And arguably the music you both make, people would probably try to classify as pop. Obviously there's a lot more going on. But something I think is really intriguing about how you guys make music is that texture is clearly a very important factor, at least I would say. And I wonder, when you hear the term pop music, what does it evoke in you? Like, does it evoke any thought or ideas, or what is it that you guys think about when someone uses that term or that word?
I mean, do you want me to run first?
Yeah.
I don't really see myself as anything. So when I hear pop, I think, oh, that's cool that somebody thinks I'm pop. I just think, like, what I know is there's a sound in my head that needs to get out, and there's a message I've got that I have to deliver. If it's honest, it'll connect. And I think maybe that's also sort of what you're saying, is that it's accessible. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to every door, is like being transparent with who you are, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, the headliner tonight is Borns. You guys are opening up for Borns. And naturally, there's definitely some Borns fans listening to this. I wonder, what's something that you guys have learned about him, whether just like from hanging around him or just watching him, that you think would surprise people?
I love how theatrical he is on stage. That's like something that's really blown my mind. Not, you know, aside from the fact that he's an incredible human being and he's actually like one of the friendliest people I've ever met. But there's this like theatrical thing on stage that's not tacky at all, and that like that there's a very fine line to me between like something that's overdone and that looks like Broadway and that's super fucking annoying to me. And
just, like, go in, and, girl. Like, keep going.
Go, girl.
And this like beautiful, just like really confident way to present a project that's like so colorful but so respectable and well done. And that's like something I've learned from him.
Yeah, well, on that note, guys, thanks for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.